I come home from school and my sister's in her room hugging a pillow, crying her eyes out. I was like, oh my god, what's wrong? Did somebody die? I got like nervous. I thought somebody died. And all of a sudden, she's like, I have nothing to wear to work tomorrow and I'm gonna look like an idiot. I go, that's what you're crying over? She goes, it's not funny. I was like, you're crazy. And I just left. I come back 20 minutes later, her eyes are all puffy. She's like, I found something, but it's not good enough. I was like, okay, I'm just leaving. I'm just gonna leave.
The impressions are the best.
Jake, what the fuck is up, dude? You are the baddest ass motherfucker.
Thank you, dude.
A friend of mine just sent me the link to your site. You are my new hero.
Yep. Donate.
The stupidest thing I've ever seen a woman cry over is when they saw menarebetterthanwomen.com.
I'd like to say that I saw a woman cry once. She was working at a food store, and somebody paid with a $100 bill, and she cried because she couldn't make correct change for it.
Crying over $100.
Hi, Dick Masterson. This is a woman that completely agrees with everything you say. I have a male brain, and every girl I met is a cheating, lying whore, and doing whatever she's doing to get into the pants of some guy so she can get something out of him. I love you, Dick Masterson.
I hope that's not sarcastic.
The dumbest thing I've seen a woman cry over is crying. A bitch crying saying, I don't even know why I'm crying.
The impressions are the best, really. You guys, you have to include an impression every time you call in. Hey, everybody, this is Dick Masterson, author of MenAreBetterThanWomen.com and the book Men Are Better Than Women. Go pick it up today and check out my website. I got a lot of cool promotions going on. The topic for this voicemail is the stupidest thing a woman's cried about.
Talk shows like Oprah, women cry over that for no fucking reason.
That is stupid.
Oprah walks her fat ass out, they start crying, it's fucking Oprah, it's fucking Oprah. Who gives a shit, you know? And they're crying, they're in the audience, you can watch them, you know. You can see them on E-Bomb's World. The thing, Oprah says she's going to give something away, and the money-hungry bitches start crying. They're jumping up and down and dancing the fucking jig and all this because they think they're going to get something for free because they're so fucking stupid, and they're crying and dancing and singing. They don't know what the fuck to do, you know. Lifetime Channel movies, they cry over that. They didn't even know, you know, they got shit on their Lifetime for Women, the silent beatings and all this stupid shit that doesn't happen, you know. You know, they cry, oh, my boyfriend beats me. Well, then fucking leave. You know, he can't beat you if you're not fucking there. You know, maybe he's trying to put some sense in your fucking head.
Oh, you're insensitive.
But no, they don't, you know, they cry, oh, I'm getting beat. Well, he's trying to teach you a lesson. You know, I spank my fucking dog, too.
Domestic violence is not a big deal.
Yeah, this Lifetime, that fucking channel needs to be taken off. You got women, I come home, this fucking whore girlfriend of mine sitting on the couch.
It's easy to fix.
Watching, you know, the baby that was born dead or something stupid. They always got dramatic titles, you know, the baby without a dad or something, you know. And she's crying, there's fucking tissues. One of her whore friends is sitting on the couch, you know, and they're crying together. They enjoy that shit. They cry over nothing, and it's all for attention, man. Take care.
That was the horse pussy guy.
Dude, honest to God, man, I have seen a woman cry because I wouldn't let her watch the NFL draft with me. She was trying to be a man, which is what all women would want to do. I said, nope, this is bro time. We're watching the NFL draft. Get the fuck out. And this absolute slop hound of a human being texted me this garbled, I don't even know if I could call it a message. I mean, I'm sure she was trying to convey some sort of salient thought, but she failed miserably, as women tend to do. I read, and I quote,
"You
are a faggot. Grow a fucking pair and just say that. Tell everyone I want money fro the pizza," I'm assuming she was going for from there, "that you fucking assholes ate. And it, not if, you bastards, E-R-D-S, blow it out anymore, you guys are gonna fucking turn into faggots. And just to let you know, bro time will end as soon as Lisa," another woman, "wants to come.
Ate her pizza.
And you have bro time all the fucking time. You are a giant fucking faggot." Now, what bears note there, Dick, is that the C in fucking is lowercase, and the T in faggot is also lowercase. aside from that, they were all caps. Now, you would think that women would be better at typing, because they're generally secretaries. They're not.
Well, I wouldn't.
You're doing the Lord's work, my friend, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
I gotta, even though I don't agree with everything, I gotta give you credit.
Girl sounds like a
no
real gem.
No woman that has called on your show, no female, has given a plot, like a good argument. None.
No, because there
I've
is none.
I've seen a woman cry over your penis size bag.
Oh, well.
You say girls are good for nothing but having babies?
That's true.
But I think guys are good for nothing than having babies with.
Girls can be strippers, too.
Yeah, like, seriously?
Tampon testers.
Oh, my God. I hated that thing where you said all girls are lesbians. See, I think guys have hot bodies, and we shouldn't listen to any of their thoughts, because they're just stupid.
What?
I love Kurt Cobain.
Oh, Jesus.
Thought I'd get that out of the
way. This chick called, like, 10 times also.
Hey, Dick, the stupidest thing I've ever seen a woman cry over is the reaction of her watching your video of you on Dr. Phil.
I got a double dutch dumbass story for you, Dick.
Oh, good.
So there I was, a score I came out, and this dumbass bitch was trying to jump her car. I went down there, you know, be a helpful guy, and I came down.
Oh, joke's on you.
Looked at her car, and she had one side of the jumper cable. She had the negative attached to the negative on the battery and the positive attached to the radiator cap. And then the car she was trying to jump at, or jump her car from, she had the negative attached to some point on the car and the positive attached to the negative on the battery. And then she was crying over the fact that she couldn't get a car jump. And when I looked into her car, I realized that she was out of gas and she didn't even need to jump her car.
Yeah, that's self-reliance to a woman.
Hey, Dick.
Fucking up so bad, some dude has to save you.
The stupidest thing that I've heard a woman cry about is just about every fucking thing. I just heard your show for the first time tonight, thanks to my brother Mike. And I have to say that I'm now an instant fan.
Well, thank you, baby.
I agree, men are smarter than women. All the things I can't stand about myself are the bullshit qualities that I'm trying to fight against on a daily basis that are...
You're a smart girl.
...strictly related to being a woman.
Yep.
And I swear, when I heard your show tonight, I felt my balls finally descend.
I don't know about
that. I'm pretty sure that's supposed to happen in utero, but it finally happened to me tonight. Your show hit the nail on the head. The one thing, good thing for me in being a woman is that I get to date men. If I was a dude and had to date a woman, I'd kill myself.
You have no idea, sweetheart.
Anyway, thanks for speaking the truth. I love your show, and that's it.
It is a fact. The chicks who like me sound hot as hell.
Hey, where are you from? Call me back to see if you want to, like, hook up or anything.
Yeah, I do.
Hey.
Hot as hell. Again.
Hey, this is the same girl. My name is Kylie. Everybody calls me Gummy. I don't know why, though. And, I just want to know if you want to, like, hang out or, like, go to this club with me. All right. Call me back.
You are totally heartbroken by our women. You know what? Consider maybe being gay.
You
Bye.
Can tell this bitch is fat. You can tell just from her voice.
I was just wondering, like, isn't it kind of ironic that your name's Dick? Yeah, I just thought I'd point that out. Like, was your real name Ovaries and then you got changed?
College grad.
And also...
I guarantee, college grad.
You're an asshole. Sorry, but it's true. I know. You probably hear that a lot.
I'm proud of it.
But you really are a dick. Okay. Bye.
How much of daddy's money did that bitch blow?
Hey, Dick, this is... Shut up, women. Sorry about that. Hey, Dick, this is John.
Good work, guys.
I'm calling...
No, keep her in
I'm
line.
I'm calling on behalf of a woman who just told us a story about the whole crying thing, and I know that if she left the message, you wouldn't pay attention.
Well, it would take 10 minutes.
What she was telling us was she cried about her shirt being in the wrong size at a store, and she couldn't buy it because it was in the wrong size, so she decided to bawl inside the store.
Perfect.
And I thought that you would do it.
They do it at work, too. They cry
My
at work,
best
too.
My friend, Gabe, his stepsister, the other day, cried because she wanted to pet her cat that was at her mother's house, and she was not able to pet the cat, and she bawled for 2 hours straight. I kid you not.
Jesus Christ.
Love you.
And somebody's got to put up with that
chick. The girl gets caught cheating. She brings her book in. She's got her notes tucked into her lap. She gets caught by the professor. And when the professor calls her out, she goes into his office and fucking cries and says, I didn't know it was wrong.
What?
She fucking got off scot-free.
Oh,
that's
geez.
What she fucking cried about. That's what got her fucking off. And that's fucking a fucking atrocity.
Well, they get out of parking tickets the same way. The law doesn't
once,
apply to women.
She had, like, a friend drive down to, like, some college or whatever. And it's, like, 2 or 3 hours away. And there was a car accident that was apparently reported on the same interstate she was taking. And the girl just started breaking out and crying because she thought it was her friend, but there's like millions and millions of cars that go through there.
Yeah, look at how much I care.
And what do you know? Her friend didn't die.
Yeah. Dick Masterson, MenAreBetterThanWomen.com.